What's up, guys? CricketGuy124 here for another upload on the Vivo IPL 2021 Phase 2, blah blah blah. So this match is between RCB and Mumbai Indians. So without any further ado, let's get into it. So, started off with the first over was really eventful as well. So basically, Kohli got dropped, and then that ball went for 6, and then Kohli later on went to score 51. So I'll read you through the scorecard for the Royal Challengers first. Virat Kohli, 51 of 42. Devdutt Padikkal's duck. Shikhar Bharat showed some form, 32 of 24. Glenn Mixwell, who absolutely smashed it, 56 of 37, amazing like reverse switch hits. He's batting left-handed, and you can clear the boundary that far. That's amazing. AB de Villiers, 11 of 6. Dan Fisher, 1 of 3. Shahbaz Ahmed, 1 of 3, and Carl Jamieson, a runnable 2. Mumbai Indians didn't reply. They were like 80 for 9 off 8 or something like that, so like Virchum 43 of 28, Quentin Hancock 24 of 23, and guess what, no, not a single other person entered double digits in this apparently amazing Mumbai batting lineup. Ishan Kishan 9, Suryal Sky, let's say, who showed red hot form in the Sri Lanka series, seems to have lost it just when like the T20 World Cup's happening, so that's like bad news for India. He scored 8 of 9. Kunal Pandya, 5 of 11. Kiran Pollard, 7 of 10. Hardik Pandya, 3 of 6. And then that brings me on that Hardik Pandya, 3 of 6, to an amazing hat trick. Amazing! Deceiving, like, with the slow balls. Pandya first. Deceived him with a slow ball caught. And the by Virat himself, Kiran Pollard shuffled across, and then Harshal Patel bowled a cutter, slow ball, and then he shuffled across to show his stumps, and then it just clipped leg stump. That was an excellent ball, and like you're like hat trick ball, but he's not gonna get a hat trick. Guess what? He does. So basically, LBW. So basically it's a full toss, but a really good full toss. Probably the best full toss I've ever seen. And then Chahal got Bumrah out, and then like, yeah, the match was over. So RCB won by 54 runs. MHI are so close to not qualifying. Like the only way they can qualify is if some team specifically like wins specific matches. That's luck. So they've like, yeah, RCB get back into a dominant position. They always were, but like this secures them. And who I thought was the best bowler of this match was not Harshal. It was probably Harshal actually, but still. Siraj, he's like a really good bowler. He set the tone with an economy of 5 for like the first few overs, and he got 1 wicket. So yeah, he set the tone really well. Dan Christian was expensive. Kyle Jamieson was not that good. Harshal Patel, standout performer with a 4 for 9 wickets against MI. This is also MI's lowest score in the IPL against RCB. Yuzvendra's Chahal with excellent bowling innings. Excellent. Economy of 2.75 and 3 wickets. He showed why he is in the team and he's so intelligent. And Glenn Maxwell shows that he's probably one of the best all-rounders in this short format. With 2 important wickets, 2 very important wickets, and economy of 5.75. Plus his batting. So he's one man of the match. And yeah, that's it for the podcast. Where does that leave us in the IPL table? So, it's CSK, DC, RCB, KKR, Punjab, Ara, MI in 7th, and Sunrisers Hyderabad. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.